With Theater Talk, I'm Eileen Buckley, sitting in for Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We begin on a sad note, but you can certainly celebrate a very long career of Celeste Holm, who died earlier this week at the age of 95. Oscar award-winning actress known for her film and Broadway work.
Yes, dimmed the lights on Broadway for Celeste Holm. She worked in Buffalo a number of times at Studio Arena Theater. In fact, the last time I saw her, she asked about Studio Arena, and I had to tell her no more. And she asked about Neil Dubrock. She'd worked for Neil, who was the artistic director there for many years.
You have some interesting stories about her work there.
At Studio Arena?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are wild. She worked there three times. The first time she did a musical version of I Remember Mama. She did Butterflies Are Free, which was a big hit of the 70s. And then finally she did a play by Neil Dubrock called A Very Private Life, where her co-star, Betty Buckley, and they did not get along. And these stories were legend at the Studio Arena at the time, particularly that Celeste would go back to her hotel and write dialogue for herself. One night in performance in front of an audience, she went into this monologue about when I won my Oscar. It wasn't in the script, and she hadn't told Betty Buckley. Kind of listened to her for a little while, and then she was playing her daughter, and she said, "Well, Mother, I'll come back when you return to the script," and she left the stage, abandoning Celeste Holm on stage. Now, once a star. Lovely to the end. Just lovely to the end.
You know what? I found a delightful clip that I don't know if you recognize this, but it goes back to 1960.
Try me.
Oh, dear fairy godmother, it all seems so impossible. Impossible. For a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible.
Isn't that so sweet? Rodgers and Hammerstein did Cinderella for television twice. It was done a third time after both their deaths, once with Julie Andrews and once with Leslie Ann Warren. And that, of course, is Celeste Holm as the fairy godmother in television version of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Ah, got it.
There you go. Never can beat you. Wonderful tribute to her. We will miss her so much. Summertime means, of course, it's a great time to take a ride to Chautauqua and learn about 50 Ways. It's
50
on stage.
50 Ways. Kate Fodor, the playwright Kate Fodor, she started two plays there that went on to success off-Broadway. The first was 100 Saints You Should Know. The second was RX. First was about faith. And the second was about romance and corruption in the pharmaceutical industry, a comedy directed by Ethan McSweeney. Loved them both. So 50 Ways is about a marriage where one person falls ill and then all of the nasty secrets of the marriage start popping out. I am aching to see this. I love her writing so much. It opens tonight, but certainly a reason to go to Chautauqua.
Some heavy playwriting, though. Some deep, deep issues.
Some deep issues, but also a great, well, as in any bad marriage, to those not in it, a lot of comedy. And that's what she promises. Kate Fodor said was, isn't it interesting how someone else can do something that you recognize to be evil, unethical, dishonest, but if you ask them to tell the same story, justified, that we all manage to justify our own actions. And I think that that figures largely in the plot of this play.
Now, you just returned from our nation's capital, and I know you weren't meeting with the president.
How do you know that?
Well, unless you were at a cabinet meeting. I don't know.
Well, not at Ford's Theater. No. I don't want to see our president at the theater.
No.
The Obamas do go to the theater. But I went down to see Merry Wives of Windsor at the Shakespeare Theater, a lovely production starring Vianne Cox. And I saw at the arena stage Larry Kramer's The Normal Heart, which is about the early days of the AIDS crisis.
What was revealing about that in the regards to how the government handled?
As the play begins, there are only 41 known cases of AIDS, which doesn't even have a name. Today, there are some 75 million cases of HIV. I found it upsetting, which is what this play tries to do, because though people describe HIV as a manageable disease, that's not exactly true. It is an expensive disease to manage. It mutates rapidly. People go around for a decade or more not knowing they are infected. And that's what this play draws attention to, a real agitprop kind of theater by Larry Kramer.
Well, hopefully now that you're back, we can lighten your load and your mood with Bread and Onions. It's really a hysterical way of looking at the Italian lifestyle here in Buffalo.
You can't stop Joey Giambra. They're doing it again down at Canal Side, and that is on July the 22nd at 7:30.
With Theater Talk, I'm Eileen Buckley. Jim Santella returns next week.
And I'm Anthony Chase.